Hi, and welcome back to a new How Did You Make It? And today's focus will be on sports, on exercising, and why does it matter, and why you should start today. Or, if you already started, why it is the best decision you made this year. First, you'll have fun. Or, you had the best time already. It is all about enjoying an environment which is outside of school, outside of uni, outside of your job, or a combo of everything, and just enjoying taking care of yourself, enjoying that moment, having fun with the people around you, and simply disconnecting. Now let's get into the technical stuff. I'll walk you through the benefits of running, cycling, swimming, jumping, dancing, and racket sports, as well as team sports. And I will include my sources in the description if you need to learn more. And also, some of the elements I'm going to mention were mentioned during episodes I've shared so far. Let's start with sports which need little to some materials, with little to no fees to practice consistently. Running, swimming, cycling, dancing. What benefits can you expect? So many! And I will start with the coolest one. Your mood gets better. You'll feel better. And the Johns Hopkins University shares also that it improves your working memory and focus, and you can become better at task switching ability, you know, multitasking and doing a lot of things at the same time. How cool is that? So what does it mean on your day-to-day life? If you're in school, if you're at uni, you will get those grades up. And moving from one class to another, from one exam to another, will get easier. And if you're working, this applies to you as well. Focusing after long hours of meeting or moving from one project to another. Let's now talk racket sports. You do have similar benefits, but there are three I want to share with you. You know how many times I told you that you need to adapt at school, at work, to the ever-changing environment around us? Well, when you play racket sports, whether it is table tennis or tennis, the person playing against you cannot predict how the person who's in front of you is going to aim at. So you need to adapt and move quickly. So your decision-making process needs to be fast. And secondly, you're improving your concentration. You consistently need to be focused. If for a split second you're not focused anymore, you can lose the point. And lastly, you're developing a strategic mindset, strategic planning, determining where you should stand, what you should do, and prepare your next move. And you can practice with your friends, you can run with them, or you can play doubles. So now let's look into the benefits of playing within a team. So it can be football, basketball, volleyball, whatever you prefer. And I think my favorite benefit is commitment. Because you're part of a team, you have people who are holding you accountable for showing up. So you get more and more committed to coming to practice and joining them. So think about it like this. You're discovering that you can commit to something, that you can commit to getting better grades within a class you think you're kind of failing, or you're not doing as well as you used to. You will be able to, and you will be able to, because of that teamwork. And the second one, it's also one of my favorites. You're building confidence. And it's kind of possible for other kind of sports, but here you're building confidence and people are supporting you actively. That you can score, that you can lead them, or that you can pass the ball, which will allow the whole team to win. So if you develop confidence, just imagine yourself in a classroom, in a team meeting, just acing that presentation and believing that you can do it. And the last element that I will share with you, while I count on you for making all the research needed to learn more about any kind of sports, and also the physical benefits that I'm not going to mention today. So the last element is resilience. So when you're playing a team sport, or racket sports actually, you might face failure. So that experience is going to teach you how to cope with failure, how to stand up when you're falling down, picking yourself up and start it again. Like getting that bad grade and studying again, being rejected from a job offer, and starting again. Because again, you can do it. And you have one mission now. Identify how you feel. Are you stressed? Do you need to build your confidence? Do you need to develop that growth mindset? Do you want to improve your memory and learning skills? Do you want to boost your mood? Or all of the above? You can try to connect those to one sport. Or you can just enjoy the sport that you have been practicing or that you would love to try and go from there. Now you're thinking, okay, but I need daily motivations. And lucky you, you can listen to this episode again and again. You can look for tools for you to become consistent, but also go on social media, go on YouTube, and follow your favorite athlete or athletes. And don't get me wrong, the goal is not to become like them, but to get inspiration from them, that daily motivation. And I will give a big shout out to one of my favorite accounts, Joe Holder, J-O-E space H-O-L-D-E-R, who will teach you loads on sports and wellness and everything around that ecosystems. And he will remind you, and I quote him, "Rest if you must, but don't quit." Thank you so much for tuning in. Give the pod a follow wherever you're listening to it, and I'll see you next week.